After covering some of the basics and getting your expenditures under control, it is time to start paying down your debt. You need to make a serious commitment to getting it done. It never seems to fail. Once you start paying off your debt, something happens, and it is a drain on your finances. Not this time, because you have a plan. Do whatever you can to reduce your overall debt, aside from bankruptcy. Call each of your creditors and simply ask for a reduction in your interest rate or finance charges. You don't have to enter into any kind of agreement at this point. The only purpose of this step is to lower what you owe, and most credit card companies will do something just because you asked. We will look at three powerful methods of getting out of debt. The main thing that they have in common is that they are plans that work and get the debt paid down quickly. The first plan is known as the snowball method. You simply list out all of your debts in order of their current balance. Then all you do is make the minimum payment on all your debts except one, the lowest balance. Pay as much as you can on that debt with the lowest balance. Once this lowest debt is paid off, it's taken off the list. Now take the amount you were paying on the smallest debt and add it to the lowest remaining debt while still paying the minimum on all the others. After this debt is paid off, add what you were paying on the first and second debt and add it to the minimum payment on the third debt, which is now the lowest remaining debt. Continue this process until all your debts are paid off. This plan is not always the best for raising your credit score, but it'll help knock out individual debts quickly, and you will soon be paying off your largest debts in record time. Watching as each debt is eliminated can be a huge psychological boost that gives you more incentive to aggressively attack your debt. Another common method for paying off debt is to pay more to the debt with the highest interest rates first. All you do with this method is list all of your debts in the order of what percentage interest you are paying. You will only make the minimum payments to your lower rate cards and put all your extra income towards paying off the highest interest rate debt first. Once that debt is paid off, move down the list to the next highest interest rate and use any additional income to pay that one off. This plan can help with improving your credit score, but may take longer to pay off all the debts than the snowball method. The one downside to the above two methods is that you have to pay more than the minimum on one of your debts. If you are already on a tight budget, it can be hard to come up with any extra money. This method is perfect for people in this situation. You still pay the minimum balance every month, but instead of paying your bill once a month, you pay half the minimum every 2 weeks. This will help lower the average daily balance. Over the course of a year, you will be making the equivalent of 13 monthly payments, but it won't seem like it at all. This technique works best for those who pay their credit cards online, as it is very easy to select the payment date you wish. Which plan is best? That depends on you and your situation. However, any plan is better than none. It can be easy to get discouraged, but having a plan of attack against your debt gives you control over your finances.